bit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Todd?
Yes.
Hey, Todd. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
Well, my question is, how are you guys in charge of providing that service on Google? Mm-hmm. I mean, Google's really in charge of everything.
Well, right. So if you called Google and you were trying to sign up for one of their products, like let's say you wanted to do Google Guarantee or Google Ads, they're going to recommend that you get with a Google partner like us in order to actually have Google certified technicians hosting your placement for you. They don't do that at the Google headquarters. Right. The Google partners do. And we're a premier Google partner. Right. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry.
Yeah.
We're right next to that.
It boils down to cost. We're doing anything we can to get more business, but it all boils down to what it costs us. So.
Right. That's why she asked me to jump on the line. Cause the guys that are up there now, like the original plumber, HVAC, septic and electrical, Quick Pro Plumbing, Georgia Five Star, these guys are all on what's called a platinum package bundle. The platinum package bundle for this local listing, it usually runs about $5.99 per month because it includes like the website, Facebook ads. It's basically an A to Z campaign. It's not just the first page placement on Google. It's like all their online marketing needs. I could put you on the same package and reduce the price down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis with the discounts that my representative requested for you.
Okay.
So it'd be about $10 a day, and it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. You only have one payment each month. There's no, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees on top of it. It's just a flat rate. All customers and calls are directed to call you directly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you get live calls.
I mean, it's 300 bucks a month, you're saying?
$299 exactly. Yeah, there's no other charges, so it's exactly $299, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do I have to make that decision right at this very moment? I mean, I'm working on a job right now. I'm just putting in a gas line. I'll be done here shortly.
Okay.
I mean, I need to make a call real quick to my son and just run it by him because he's my partner.
Yeah.
And then because we've been putting a lot of money into advertising. I wish you had a call a few days ago because we just paid $750 for Angie's leads, which is crap.
Yeah, those guys are in trouble right now with the Federal Trade Commission's talking about trying to shut them down. They're getting so many complaints from business owners. You know, it's unfortunate because they do use Google advertising to get their leads, but the problem is they sell the leads to like four or five people, and they didn't disclose that to Google even when they, they pay Google like $8 million a month. But yeah, they've been getting a lot of guys that are like going after them now. They're like lowering up because, you know, they'll have like a buddy in the same industry that's getting the same lead, and then they're charging you guys for it, you know, even when you don't get the job. So, you know, obviously if you're selling it to five people, only one person's going to get the job. That means like 80% of you are just paying lead fees for nothing. They're just running away with money. Yeah, but having this placement, I mean, it would definitely solve that problem. We don't charge per lead or click or call. We just put you up there. You know, all the customers call you directly. This is where 90% of the searches start and stop. With these placements though, usually when a spot opens up, they give the list to my reps like Tara. So I have no control over like actually holding a listing or anything like that. They just call out, and then once they transfer over to me, once we fill it, close out the category, we can't work with anybody else. We're only allowed the allotted amount of positions for industry and service area, which for your service area, there's only three, but we have one open.
Right. Okay.
So it's based on availability. I do understand, you know, wanting to bring your son into it. Do you think this is something he would be opposed to you doing for the business?
No, I think it'll work if as long as we do show up, you know, every time we click on it, and it's not every, you know, couple hundred times we click on it.
No, yeah, I mean
you're saying we're going to show up at the top. We're going to show up as when somebody does a search in the Woodstock area.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna pop up on the top of the list.
Right. on the first page. So there's three guys there. How you're listed is actually going to be based on the location of the end user. So we're just saying you're going to be on that first page.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that sounds fine.
Plumbing's only one keyword. We actually list you for 15 keywords, and we have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see, like, which one of your services are being searched the most.
I know
like
about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, clogged drain, plumbing contractors, best plumbing contractor, septic, you know, that's all within your industry. So if you decide you want to capitalize on those, there'll be a client interview later on where we could customize the campaign with your son and you both on the line.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that sounds like something that we're interested in doing.
Okay. I mean, if you want to give it a shot.
That was our goal, was to try to get in there on the top of the list. That was what we're trying to do. So, yeah, I mean, that sounds like something we're interested in. As long as it works, you know, we will keep it going.
It definitely works. Our company, we've been in business since 2004. We've been a premier partner since 2014. So I've been here 10 years myself, and I can't tell you how many guys have made the switch to being on that first page and you never look back. A lot of times people use it, you know, for the length of time that they're running their company.
Right. Okay. So what do I need to do then?
I'll try to make it quick since you're on a job. Okay, I'm going to create your Google business profile. What's your last name, Todd?
It's Alan.
Alan? Okay. And you're the sole owner, or you said your son's the partner?
Well, yeah, I mean, I own the corporation, but he's my partner, and, you know, legally, I'm the legal owner of the company, but you know, he's my partner. We started this together, so it doesn't matter. No matter what anybody says, I'm going to say he's my partner and everything is 50-50. So,
okay. The reason I
legally, I'm the owner.
I want to give him full access to it. So that way, if he calls me or if he calls into our customer service, he can make any changes that he wants. It's, you know, we treat it as if he's you, right? So what's his first name?
Yeah. It's Taylor.
Taylor? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And his phone number?
His phone number is 404. Hang on, let me make sure I give you the right. Let me ask you this real quick. You called. What number did you call?
678-628-8322.
Okay. How did you get that number?
It looks like it might be a tracking number, but that's what Google sent over from the qualified candidates list.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, we have a company number, but, you know, it's fine.
I'll adjust it. I'm not going to put Taylor's number anywhere, Todd. This is just in case he calls in for our caller ID system. We know he's affiliated with WinCorp Inc. So we're not going to put this one up there. But I'll adjust the actual business line here, too, after we do this one.
All right. His number is 404-550-8857.
Okay. Smith, Taylor Allen. Okay. And then you said you didn't want to use this 678-628-8322. What's the primary business line?
It's 8383 instead of 8322.
Ah, 8383. Okay. I gotcha. And then I'll save this one just in case I need to get a hold of you, like as like a direct line. This is a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this will just be like, that won't be posted anywhere. The only one that'll be posted online will be the 8383 number.
All right. Yeah. It's right at this moment it's being forwarded. So I didn't know if you had called that number and got forwarded to me.
Yeah, those tracking numbers can be fishy sometimes. You know, the thing that sucks when you do Home Advisor is like they charge you to be on their directory for a year. But like, let's say somebody knew you already and they went and looked up WinCorp Inc. Like they were trying to get a hold of you online. The only thing that pops up is that Home Advisor listing. And so they gather that person's information and then they sell their information to other people instead of them being able to just call you directly. So having this
I know. We didn't really want to use Home Advisor. We're just trying to pull every resource that we can for calls. And a lot of companies use that.
Well, once we get this going, I'm pretty sure you'll kick them to the side. I don't think you'll be paying per lead anymore with this.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but that's how you get that little red dot there on the map. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It is 2530 Stonecliff Way.
Okay. Got it. 30189?
Yep.
Yeah, we had city, state, and zip. We just didn't actually have your street address verified. I can hide the street address online, actually, if you want to keep that hidden and just have city, state, and zip on your listings.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
Okay. You're going to receive a postcard from Google. It'll say the business name on it, and it'll say Google, obviously, big colorful letters. And then there's a 5-digit number on the back of that card that I need from you when it comes in.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. We're also going to build you a custom website design. Do you have, like, a logo or photos of work you guys have done in the past?
Well, yeah, we have a website.
Oh, you do? I didn't see any website for you here.
Yeah, we paid for a website to be built. So, yeah, it's wincorpplumbing.com.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Let's see what we do. Plumbing services, tankless water heater installation. Okay, yeah, we didn't have this anywhere on any of the listings. Okay. And you're comfortable with me hyperlinking this to the business profile?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That'll be attached. Yeah, this is definitely you because it has the 8383 number on the bottom there in the contact us profile. So this is it. All right. Update Todd. Verify. Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
I mean, I don't really want to. We're not really into doing 24-hour service.
Right.
So we can do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
We can do 7 days a week is fine.
Okay. You could always change that, too, if you change your mind. I sent you my direct number and extension, so anytime you want to make a change like that to the profile, you or Taylor, just call in. And then I'm going to send you this email address, too. Share that with Taylor if he's a little more tech savvy. Have him send in any logo or photos that you want to use for your Google business profile or any of the online listings, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook ads. We'll be able to maintain all of those for you. Okay, and then let's see here. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so I got your business profile created, almost done, and then I got to schedule a client interview. Is there a time later today where I could get you in, Taylor?
Yeah, it's probably going to be somewhere around 4 o'clock.
That actually works out perfectly. I could do 4 to 5. I also have 5 to 6 available.
Yeah. Let's do the 5 to 6. That might be better because I mean I'm trying to finish up this job right now and then I'll be free for the day. But I mean I got a little ways to go.
It's pretty easy. It's just over the phone stuff. So it's like set questions that'll help us create your profile. We'll have some recommendations ready for you, but we just want to make sure we customize it properly. I don't want to send you any calls that be wasting your guys' time or the end user's time. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this client interview appointment, and I'll text you 1 hour before. So I'll text you at 4. This is a heads up.
Okay. What did you need now?
The email, business email.
You can just send it to wincorpinc@yahoo.com. It's wincorp, WINCORPINC. Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, I verified it. No, you're good. Okay. All right, and then I just needed that to add you to this client interview. Boom. And then I'm going to send your invoice receipt there, too, so that way you can use that for your write-offs here in about 2 months. It's considered a business expense when you have a Google Places placement, so.
All right.
Just write it off, get it back that way, and with the customers it brings in. All right, let me update this. Update. All right, save. All right, going as fast as I can here. All right, now let me just adjust your billing. So this is going to be a platinum bundle. I've waived all setup fees, and I reduced them monthly to $299. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Todd, how did you want to do that?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm in a crawl space right now.
Really?
Do I have to do that right this minute?
Yeah, that's how we close out the category and take the position off the board.
Yeah, it's kind of figured. No.
So you're only committing to 30 days today. Basically, you're signing up to commit to between October 20th to November 20th. And it's a month-to-month program. So this is only the first month's payment. If you want to continue to use the service on the 20th, which I'm really confident you will as a long-term solution, you'll keep the same rate. So it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us. And we'll actually send that to you in writing. You don't have to worry about it going up or changing on you.
Okay, I mean, hang on just 1 second.
Take
it. I don't have the company card with me right this moment.
Sometimes what my guys do too is like, you could start out the first month with like a personal payment method. I'll still send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing so you could use it for your write-offs. And then if you call me before the next billing's due, we could swap it out. You could also have Taylor swap it out through your local Splash app. There's an app for our services that you have where you can like request reviews, monitor your billing, recover any information on leads. Maybe you missed a live phone call. He could always log into that and swap the billing out through there, too.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this real quick. So when we sign up for this to $299 a month, you're saying that in my area code, 30189, when people search for plumbing, it's going to our name's going to pop up at the top of the list.
Correct. Yeah, and it's not just your area. I mean, or your area code or zip code. It's a lot broader than that. I mean, usually it covers up to a 30-mile radius, and then you can kind of cherry-pick or cookie-cutter the areas within that radius. And then you have 15 keywords that we list you for at a time. So you can hand-select the keywords that you're found for as well.
All right.
Your zip code would be an absolute, you know, no-brainer, but you want to cover a lot more ground than that. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to have. So we might start out at $299, and then a year from now, maybe you and Taylor hired some guys. Maybe you have, like, two trucks. Maybe you can send, you know, two guys out in different directions, you know, work multiple jobs at a time and kind of dispatch. Then we could obviously talk about, you know, covering 50, 100-mile radius with adding, like, Google Ads on top of the local listing. But we want to start you out as small as possible, get your foot in the door, get you profitable, show you the difference between this and Home Advisor, and then as the time goes by, obviously, we'll grow you gradually.
Right. All right. I mean, I can give you this card. I don't know. He's got the card. That's why I needed to call him. Go ahead and try this card.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right, 4294.
4294.
7536. 5213.
5642. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10 of 26.
10 of 26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 291.
291. Okay. Let me go and update. And is the billing address for this the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. And it just says Todd Allen on it, or does it have like a middle initial or business name on there?
It's Douglas Allen. That's my card. If it's active, I think it's active.
Oh, well, we'll find out right now. Because if it doesn't match up, it will decline it. Even if, like, you know, if it said Todd and it's really Douglas, it'll decline it. So,
yeah. Let
me update this. Okay. And then, okay, so this is going to be $299 platinum bundle, waiving setup fees. And then I'll lock you in indefinitely. Okay. There's also a security question on the profile, but I'm going to try to secure the payment before we go over security question and voice verification, just to make sure that this goes through. Because you said you're not sure it's active, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure the card is active for sure. I mean, I just got the card.
Yeah, it used to be you have to stick them in an ATM, but sometimes you can activate them online too. But
yeah,
usually,
I think.
Yeah, you got to do something, though. You can't just, like, when you get it out of the mail, go use it. Yeah. Here, let me see. It looks like it's going through, actually. Usually when the decline, it's, like, really quick. Now it's spinning, like it's relaying information to the bank in the merchant process. Oh, yeah, it cleared. That's an active card. Your payment went through.
Okay.
You're going to get a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement here in just a second. It's an automated message. And then there's also a form that you got to fill out, too. It's pictures needed for your Google verification. You have, like, license and insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So Google asks for you to send those documents in. It's pretty easy.
That's fine.
The form. Yeah, it's super simple form. I'm pretty sure you could do it, but if not, I'm 100% Taylor can do it. It's just you click on the file, and then
I have a little bit of time to send that, right? I mean, I don't want to do it right this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You got time. You got time.
I mean,
we got client interviews.
I mean, I'm a master plumber in Georgia and in Tennessee, and we have full licensing for everything in Georgia. I mean,
yeah. That's fine. So sometimes my guys, they take like a week to get it over. You know, the faster you get it over, the better, right? But the PIN verification letter also takes about 3 to 5 days to get to you in the mail. So you don't have to have it all done right away. I mean, if you could send it over the weekend and just pull the documents together, you know, that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
And that way, this time next week, you know, we'd be in a good position to start making some money.
All right. Okay.
But I sent both of those over. 60-second voice verification, and then you're good to go. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our local Splash voice verification. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
That's WinCorp Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Douglas Todd Allen, and I'm the owner of WinCorp.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to try your best to get positive reviews online?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Say that again.
Not a problem. So we know what you're currently using. We're not saying that you have to cancel anything that you already have. If you want to keep using it, that's at your own discretion. After today, you really shouldn't need anything else. We try to fill in all the holes and complete your online profile, so that way we're like your one-stop shop. But if you're going to add anything after today, just double check that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already providing for you.
Okay.
Shouldn't need anything else, but... Yeah, just give us a heads up. Double check with me if you're not sure. You have my direct number and extension. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 20th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299, but that's for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 20th day, but you'll keep this same pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, contact us before the next billing due date, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
How long does this take to get started?
The PIN verification and the photos needed for advanced verification are the most important things. That's why we say in that voice verification that you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails, not just from your customers, but from our company as well. If we're just doing it on our end, we get guys going like 5 to 7 days, but obviously you can add to that based off how long it takes for you guys to get your paperwork over and things like that. Because even if we submit the profile and do all the optimization, they're not going to actually post any of those submissions until we have your verification done.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll have like a little badge with a shield and a check mark that says Google verified. And that lets your customers know you're licensed, you're insured, you know, you're fully legit. They can hire you right off the first page. And that credibility factor will actually stick with you even if you leave our services later. So like all the reviews and everything you get, all your Google verification, you'll still have that even if you're not doing the first page placement. So, long-term credibility factor for your company. But that concludes our initial setup process. I know you're on that job. Sorry if I took up a little too much time, but I like to be thorough. If you go to your text messages, you'll have that form for Google verification to fill out. You'll also have an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have everything outlined in black and white, discounted pricing structure, billing day, cancellation policy, everything. You want to sign off on the bottom of that as soon as you can. And then we'll circle back with you tomorrow for the client interview. I got scheduled between 5 and 6 Eastern Standard Time. If you or Taylor have any questions, comments, or concerns prior to then, just feel free to call in at any time.
All right. So you're calling tomorrow between 5 and...
Oh, no, today. Sorry, today.
I was looking at the... Okay.
Yeah, good catch, good catch. Okay. No, it's scheduled for today between 5 and 6.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.